أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبل كان أكثرهم مشركين. فأقم وجهك للدين القيم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا مرد له من الله يومئذ يصدعون. من كفر فعليه كفره ومن عمل صالحا فلأنفسهم يمهدون. ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من فضله إنه لا يحب الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats that we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala called upon us, commanding us to fulfill the rights of those that are closest to us, the miskeen, those who are in need, the impoverished and the traveler. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also reminded us about the fact that when we give out any forms of gifts, etc., then we shouldn't do it with the intention that we get more, and because of that we try to impress others. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the difficulties that man goes through, the corruption that is on the land and on the sea, and the ultimate cause of it is because of our own sins, because of our own wrongdoings. Allah says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. Fasad, corruption, becomes apparent and spreads in the land and the sea. Bima kasabat aidin nas, because of the doings or the earnings of the hands of man, in other words, the action of mankind. Liyudhiqahum ba'dha alladhi amilu la'allahum yarji'un. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the system so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes us to taste some of the actions that man carries out, and one of the reasons are لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that man may turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance and in obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. By and large, we commit sins, we break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are very oblivious of the consequences of it. If perchance any person thinks that there is a consequence, he thinks that that consequence is confined to one's own self. I have committed the sin, so I will pay for it. But this ayat is telling us something beyond that. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about the consequences of a sin, or the sins of people, that will affect the lives of people on the earth, affect the lives of those in the sea, and in this way the corruption becomes widespread. So man needs to remember and realize that at all times the consequences of our ill-doings are not only confined to ourselves sometimes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes it to spread out to the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the fasad insofar as the earth is concerned, and insofar as the sea is concerned. So the ulama have explained that this type of fasad, this type of corruption can emerge in the forms of earthquakes, in the forms of storms and winds, and insofar as the seas are concerned, I think we are quite convinced with regards to the tsunamis that can take place and that has taken place, and the storms that will take place, then the insecurity in the land, the insecurity on the sea routes, and all that can create difficulties for man, and this is the doings, and this is the result of the doings of insan. On the other hand, we find that people go through hardships and difficulties, and it is not all hardships and difficulties that has been because of one's ill doings, but sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts people through difficulties. Allah ta'ala puts them through difficult conditions because those are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ayats of the Quran reminds us that those are tests that come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes these tests, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants those individuals to gain closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And like we'll find, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they had also gone through difficulties. They had also gone through hardships, but that difficulties and hardships were not because of any sins, wa na'udhu billah. Like that, the pious, saintly personalities, the ulama, the awliya, etc. So that is to gain closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a difficulty befalls us, a calamity befalls us, then obviously we sometimes feel that it has come to the end of the world, but we need to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, seek tawbah and seek repentance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in this way we will gain the closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. One or two important aspects insofar as this is concerned. Generally, when any difficulty befalls someone else, sometimes because of the lack of our understanding, we perceive, we may not bring it onto our tongues, but sometimes in our hearts we feel that because that person is a sinner, wa na'udhu billah, because that person has been disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is testing that person. Now that is something that a believer should try and keep his heart very clean. When the difficulty and the calamity befalls myself, then I should think definitely it is because of my gunas and my sins. But when it befalls someone else, then I should have this feeling in my heart that because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves that person, that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is putting that person through that test. And because Allah ta'ala wants that person to be closer to Allah, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting that person through that test. And not only individuals, even communities also, when there are these disasters in the world, the first thing that comes to our mind, what sins did they commit? So let us worry about the sins that we commit, and let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as that is concerned. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Say, O Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, travel in the earth. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Then see the consequences or the end results of those people from before. In other words, when they became disobedient to Allah, and their disobedience was very open, then see what was the consequences, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them. كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ. Most of them associated partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَقِيمُ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ الْقَيِّمِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمُ لَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَصَّدَّعُونَ. And one other important aspect is this, that keep firm and establish your face towards the deen that is upright. In other words, continuously practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before such a day comes, that day when there is no return. And on that day, يَوْمَ إِذِي يَصَّدَّعُونَ, people will be separated. People will be separated in this world. People could have lived like brothers. People could have lived like friends. One did good, one did bad. But that separation will take place. Those who had done good will go into Jannah, and the others will go into Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just simply says, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies that issue. مَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ. And that person that disbelieves, then upon him is the burden of his disbelief. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And that person that practices righteously, فَلِأَنْفُسِهِمْ يَمْهَدُونَ. Then upon for that person will be the way forward, and that way forward is towards Jannah. لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ فَضْلِ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them their reward, the reward of those who had brought iman and they had practiced righteously, and that will be from the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is another very important point, that many of us sometimes think that on the day of Qiyamah we wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do justice, but the reality is this, that rather than wishing for the adl and the justice of Allah, let us wish for the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make dua in that way. Because in these type of ayats Allah says, min fadlihi, through his fadl Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. And a very very important aspect is this, that which deed do we have to place in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us hope for the grace and the fadl of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Innahu la yuhibbul kafirin. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who have committed kufr and those who have denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب